confirm that. Of course, you don't need the exact words, good morning. But something, when you they're saying when you place your bet on heaven, in other words, when you recognize your exalted self, when you recognize your holy status, your holy vision, your holy direction, you allow yourself to rise. So they're saying like, put this in words, to transfer our relevance, to transfer our presence to our highest note, to our highest currency, to our highest allowance. In other words, as we remember ourselves to be divine, we rise to meet that occurrence. We rise to meet that acquaintance. And we will never be separated again. So it's for each of us to assert our right to victory. Now, when I said that, I literally became this goddess with like all these arms. So we understand why you see those deities with all those arms. It's because of their abilities. So it's like whatever the afflictive emotion is, whatever the concern, whatever the obstruction of consciousness, it's like they're able to serve. They're able to cut it, cut the delusion. They're able to overcome and create the victorious relevance. So as we will receive our highest note, so again, our highest note, our highest relevance. So when I said good morning, and they said, yes, it is a good morning. So in other words, as we state that realization, as we state that relevance, we rise. And so we want to rise into that higher state of reality, where we all presently reside. Now, we haven't been aligned to it all the time. We haven't been attuned to it all the time. But that doesn't mean that it's not readily available. So as we will sink our teeth in victory, as we will rise to our highest persuasion, that means we're looking up. We're looking, put this in words, like there's this quickening of energy that is asserting our follow through. In other words, we want to remember that we're opening up to our divine presence. That's beyond duality, that's beyond subject-object, that's beyond the split mind, that's beyond the fears, that's beyond the latest concerns, the latest woes, the judgments, all of that. And so we're allowing that divine entrance. So when I said divine entrance, there's this portal of, it's just light. And so it's like the Nine of Swords, I guess. So this is all like that fear energy. So when I enter that portal, that card that represents the fear energy, suddenly transmuted with Metatron's cube into the King of Pentacles. So the King of Pentacles, we have arrived. So this is very strong energy that's able to create in the material, in the discovery. So what we're doing is we're passing through the place of non-avoidance. So the reason they're bringing this to our awareness is what's coming up now with the energies, with the frequencies. And this is still like very steady in the next couple of weeks. It's just like, oh gosh, my English words were being hammered. but We're being allocated to a new residence. So just imagine like these waves that are allocating the crab and the snail and the octopus, you know, to a new residence, like the waves command it. So this is a lot of pushing, uncovering, displaying, discovering all that was unconscious that was creating our folly. In other words, no matter how much we knew, we saw this psychic vision, we knew where we were going, it's like, I just can't get there. What gives? So what gives is being cut loose. In other words, it's being shown to us. Now what occurs is sometimes we may initially go into a bit of fright, fear, or terror, or feeling like we're sliding back. Because, you know, it's a little bit like it gets worse before it gets better. Simply because we're moving into victory. So in other words, everything that was unconscious that we didn't know what to do is being decided upon. In other words, as we stake our claim, as we stake our true relevance, they're saying like, glory be to God. So in other words, when we say glory be to God, we want to remember that we are God. We are an extension of the divine. So it's really glory to be to our highest accommodation. So you see how we just came full circle. So we're moving into our highest accommodation. We're moving to a landslide victory. So that is, just imagine this wave, this color covering of light, that deity that had the 100 arms. It's sort of like covering in a complete status all that is destined. So this destiny is a very apparent transference of realization that in essence, it's like we're waking up from our sleepy state, we're waking up from our unconscious state, and all, they're saying all our troubles will be never more. So the trouble is because we were believing in lack, we were believing in separation, we were believing we were mere mortals. And so when we're recognizing our divinity, we recognize our place of overcoming because we're shifting our perception of self into our new divine authority, recognizing our placement within. So this is when we realize everything's consciousness, everything is an aspect of self. There's nothing that is not us. There's nothing that's solid. It's all coming from our consciousness, and we tune to our highest authority. So in English, we take back our power. We take, this is what unity consciousness is really realizing who we are. We've been sleepwalking. We've been living a dream of fear, a dream of outcast consideration. And so as we turn on the light to our own extension at last. So this is, imagine you have an extension cord, suddenly you turn on the light. It's like, oh, it's not dark here at all. One single light, you know, we've all read that little parable, but we want to really consider that. A complete room of darkness and you place a single light, doesn't matter how small, suddenly it's not dark at all. So we're allowing ourselves our due relevance. So the energies, what they're helping us do, and again, they are we. So what our higher awareness is helping us do, what we are helping ourselves do, is move into affordability. Coach to first class, darkness to light. So we're transferring our perception of self. We're transferring our extension of faith. So the faith is in realizing as we tune to our highest approach, as we tune to our everlasting essence, song, vibration, awareness, we slip into a new timeline. Because what we open up to is what we have asserted is available for us. So it has to do with who you understand yourself to be, where you understand yourself to be, the safety of where your surroundings. So the safety is not where you are in the physicality. The safety is graduating to who you understand is your rock, is your sturdy compass. And so what we're doing is we're rising to power. And so again, that power is not the old template. The power isn't, I'm gonna knock down another kingdom. It's that I'm recognizing the truth of all. I'm recognizing the oneness of all. I'm recognizing that as we tune to the focus of love and release old standbys. So old standbys are old prejudice. This is where we still dream separation. So we have comparison, we have judgment, good, bad, right, wrong. It's all the old paradigm that's being washed away. And so we're recognizing our relevance in our true horizon. So they're bringing out the hermit card, and I understand. Some of us are like, where's my gift? Where's my new landing? Where's my new relationship? Where's whatever? So we want to remember that right now we're being relocated, remember, in consciousness and perception of self and relevance. So it's sort of like everything in divine order, because we're the ones that stake our claim. We realize at last who we are, where we've always been, and we come forth in that everlasting journey. So in other words, everything that is already predetermined, and a lot of people sometimes feel funny about that. It's sort of like, don't I have any control or say? Yes and no. So in other words, yes, you make decisions moment by moment, but there's a discernment, there's a destiny, there is a soul purpose that is calling you, that is required. You always have free will, but it's an offering. It's they're saying it's an obligation of the heart. So in other words, this is what we're doing in this reality is we're soul travelers returning, waking at last this state of relevance, in other words, mass consciousness, to a new authority. So we do that as we tremble not. So in other words, we're the ones that have, they're saying the glory, what they're referring to is exceptional power, exceptional spiritual power. So what we can do is not what we have been abided by, in other words, what we've been taught. So this is where we're waking up to our gifting, we're waking up to our true desirability. So the desirability is not people, places, and things. It's desiring to know ourselves in wholeness, because out of that wholeness, whatever is our destiny, the people, places, and things are going to easily arrive, because our consciousness commands it. It just orders it. It just manifests it. So just think of masters where it's like whatever they need would arrive. When we want to start understanding is we too are the masters that we have been remembering. There is no separation. So this is quite a evolutionary jump in understanding of our true nature, of our true self. So we're allowing the twists and turns, meaning whatever we've been holding on to out of scarcity is no longer. Because if you're holding on to something, if you're entangled of something and I have to have it to be safe, then you may have something, but you also have fear energy. And that's what's being knocked to the curb. So anything that's there out of scarcity, out of fear, is really no longer yours. And so this is where you're going to start seeing, they're saying the temple shifts. So we're going to see this like in the macrocosm, in world events, in our national, they're saying national security. Oh gosh, oh gee. But again, it's because it's like the old civilization, if you will, the old paradigm is not serving the populace. It's not serving the awakening. So Gaia is just not going to survive in the old principles. So again, bringing forth the divine feminine, bringing forth the intuition, bringing forth the power and relevance of following that inner light is our coursework. So again, coming into balance, coming into unity, coming into our true essence. They're just showing me like prisoners, like with tattooed numbers. So in other words, as good as we think anyone's ever had it, it's also under a false setting. In other words, if you want to use the word matrix, whatever your terminology is. And so it's just imagine waking up. Just imagine stretching the arms, awakening to God's glory. God's glory. So the God being our own awareness, our own self, streaming light. Now, when I say streaming light, I'm looking at everyone's physical eyes And there is healing relevance transmitting through your physicality. So everyone's like, oh, I would love to be a healer one day. Well, consider yourself blessed. Consider yourself blessed. We want to remember that as we consent to our new dormitory, to our new residence at last, the streaming of that light has begun. So allow that to take hold. Allow that clear vision to have a root, to have roots, a rooting system. So we're moving into a place of authority. A place of authority. It's not struggling. It's not begging. It's not manipulating. It's commanding, and it's not commanding with like anger. It's simply, like recognizing who you really are and have been all along. And they're saying, and how dreams are made of. Because remember, this is a dream state. So what we're learning to do is to create with light in this dream state as we continue to evolve, as we continue to orchestrate our new reality. So allow these energies to merge with self. Now, when I'm receiving this on everyone's behalf, I literally see you. There's like moving about. In other words, there is so much that takes place outside of our consciousness, outside of the physicality. So you ever like talk to someone and it's like, oh, I feel like you were just here. Well, they were just there. So we're waking up to our true gifting, where we're going to start experiencing life in a whole new way, a whole new relevance. So allow these energies to obligate you to your highest advance. So from my own understanding, I just see things shifting very easily, where I don't want to say like I was playing dumb, but I was playing helpless, maybe? Playing helpless. And so once you receive your divine authority, well, there's no need to play helpless. There's no need to manipulate, control, or whatever, because you're tying your own shoelaces. You're realizing your own ascended grace. So allow these energies to move you. Move, stir, my gosh. This third eye is just like pulsating, pulsating. Receive on all levels. So it is.